a meditation on nostalgia. The End of Things by Shea Sanchez.
I hold on to the end of things. The slow pull of a long kiss. The fading tenor of spice on the tip of my tongue. The hypnotic flame of a dwindling campfire. The waning warmth of a lover's embrace. The faint echo of my mom's voice upon a dream's waking. I hold on to them as a lone cicada would at the end of his brief adult life, when his last chance at mating manifests into a feeble song, with nary a mate to hear him. The sole purpose of his existence unrequited. As autumn descends, the air cooler, the sun softer, he waits. He waits for the heat to resurrect a strength too weak to muster, too late in the season to sustain his timbal sounds to their fullness. Yet still, he gives. He gives his entire world, clinging to a lost hope for a cycle of life anew. Clinging to the very end.
This fantasia by composer William Byrd for an ensemble of string instruments from the Renaissance, known as violas da gamba, conjures a sort of nostalgia echoed by Sanchez's poem. As you listen, try to identify when new, different voices enter, when a new musical idea appears, and how a subsequent voice imitates the idea before heading off in a different direction, seeking its own resolution. These meditations are brought to you by Les Délices. You can learn more about the music and poetry for our meditations on Les Délices' website, lesdelices.org. If you're enjoying this series, I invite you to take a moment and send us your feedback by completing a short survey. Just visit www.lesdelices.org/meditations.